I'm really thankful to be with you guys tonight. I just really am. I'm excited about the things that the Lord's doing in our church here, and it's just good to be with fellow Jesus lovers. I see you there. This is our family. God's at work in this church, and I'm just thankful to be a part of it. And you may have noticed a few banners, maybe a balloon or two. Things are looking a little bit different. If you're new here, typically we would have a sermon right here to go along with our Galatians series. Last week, fantastic by Josh from the Galatians series. All of our messages are filmed and recorded, so you can go online, look at them, listen to them while you're working and while you're working out, and it's just a nice thing to have. But today we're taking out, once a year we do something called March for Missions, so that's what we're doing today, our March for Missions campaign, and we take a time out and we focus on missions and what God's doing here at the church here. So that's what we get to do today, is just really focus on what the Lord's doing. But I'm excited to be with you, to talk about a few things, share a few verses, tell you about what God's doing in our midst. And the theme for this today is reaching for more. And it's this verse here that we're looking at from 2 Corinthians. All of this is for your benefit, and as God's grace reaches more and more people, there will be great thanksgiving, and God will receive more and more glory. Really, God is moving in our church. I think this verse really speaks. It's for your benefit. It's for us as a church. It's for our benefit, and I'm seeing it. From my view, anyway, God's grace is reaching more and more people. You are a part of that. God is moving here, and I think he's raising up an army. He's all for his glory, and I do. I give him thanksgiving. Think of this verse. We give him thanksgiving, and God will receive more and more glory. It's him. God is doing it. God is doing things in our church, and I'm just excited about that, and all of it is for our benefit, for the church's benefit, so we're excited to talk about that. And the vision, Rock Church vision, is one life at a time and one world in our lifetime. And most of you have been here for a while, and you've heard that before. If you're new here, we just say we welcome you into something a little bit different tonight, but really, our ultimate goal and mission as a church here is to reach the entire world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what we're about, to reach the entire world with the gospel of Jesus Christ and to make disciples of the nations. That's what we're all about. So if you would, let's just pray together. I'm Pastor Mac. It's good to be with you. I'm excited to be here. Let's just pray and ask God to help us. Lord, I love you. Thank you that you're a perfect father, Lord. Thank you that you demonstrated your love for us on the cross. You didn't hold anything back. You died for us and you rose again, Lord. I've been thinking a lot about your word, Lord, and in 1 Peter it says, Lord, that Christ died. You died once for all. God, you really did that. Christ died once for all. The righteous, you, for the unrighteous, us. And Lord, it says in your word that you did that to bring us to you. You gave us a way to yourself. And I'm just so thankful for that, Lord. And it says you were put to death in the flesh but made alive in the spirit. And I pray to a living God right now whose kingdom is advancing and we get to be a part of that. And I praise you and thank you for that, Lord. Protect us tonight. Help me not to misspeak. Lord, prepare our hearts and minds. I have a lot of information to go over, Lord. Just help me to speak clearly. And we pray that in your name, Jesus. Amen. I like this quote from, I like this quote from Robert Coleman. Read it with me. People full of the Holy Spirit are committed to God's work. They want to be where laborers are needed most. And there is no more pressing need than bringing the gospel to hell-bound men and women. Again, I sense and see and am a part of a church where people, you, are full of the Holy Spirit. I see it. God's Spirit is moving in you and through you. And I think, like I said earlier, that I think he's raising up an army for the things that he wants to do in our world, about the global evangelization, that we get to be a part of it. You know, in the Bible it says he can to enter by the narrow gate, but it goes on to say, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those that enter by it are many. Our world needs Jesus. That's all. That's what I want you to hear today. Our world needs Jesus. That's the why. That's why we put all these banners up. That's why we take time out and talk about our missions to get you involved, because our world needs Jesus. There's three ways you can join with us in reaching the world for Jesus, and that's just simply to pray, give, and go. And simply pray. Could I, as your brother in Christ, as your friend, could I just say, please pray? Pray. Pray and ask God to use our church. Pray and God, ask God to support us. Pray and ask God to protect us. We need to be men and women who pray and ask God to help us. So read this verse with me, Matthew chapter 9. Verses 36 through 38. There's a lot in here. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers in his harvest." I would like to just read it a little slower and think about it a little more deeper. This is Jesus. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them. That's not always me. Sometimes I get irritated about the crowds. I don't know about you. Because they were harassed and helpless. That I see. Because they were harassed and helpless like a sheep without a shepherd. We need a great shepherd. Our world, oh my goodness, our world needs the gospel. We need a great shepherd. People are harassed and helpless. Do you see them like that, or you just get up and upset and say, those people are ridiculous? That's our tendency. I need help with this. It needs to be supernatural. God, help us to have compassion like you do. Lord, we need you to help us. Eternity is at stake here. I've been chewing on this, and I need to pick up speed here because it's just in my head. Eternity is at stake here. I like this quote from John Armott. He was involved in the YMCA for a lot of years. "The history of missions is a history of prayer. Everything vital to the success of the world's evangelization hinges on prayer." And I just say, amen. God has to do it. We need to pray to God. God has to be the one that moves. We need to be men and women that are having conversation with God, and he needs to direct our hearts. Be men and women that pray and say, "God, have mercy on our world. God, have mercy on our world and what's going on." Second way is you can give. And certainly this is monetarily, but that's not all of it. The Lord wants us to give our very hearts to his cause, to reaching the world. You can read 2 Corinthians 8:11 with me. "Now you should finish what you started. Let the eagerness you showed in the beginning be matched by your giving. Give in proportion to what you have." And I just want you to hear that. Give in what proportion you have. I'm not here to lay a guilt trip on you, give in proportion what you have. If you have nothing, give nothing. But the Lord wants more than that. He wants our heart. I like this quote from Ralph Winter, author and missionary. What would happen to this world if more evangelical Christians were to realize that God blessed them with money in order to make them a blessing, not to pamper them? I personally feel pampered living in America. I do. I just feel a little pampered. So this challenges me. And go. God calls us to go. And you know, your go might be to apologize to your wife. Your go might be to talk to your neighbor, get to know your neighbor, love your neighbor. Your go might be just simply to spend a little more time with your kids than you do at work. Your go might be going to a food bank and helping them out. Our goals might be different. Some of us will be boots on the ground right here, and some will be boots on the ground in other parts of the world. The go. You know, the verse before this that I don't have on the slide is Jesus says, all authority, verse 28:18 says, Jesus says, all authority on heaven and on earth has been given to me. So the creator of the universe, all authority on heaven and earth has been given to me. And he tells his disciples, let's go! That's where that came from. Let's go. Let's go. Jesus told them, let's go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations. And behold, I am with you always. And behold, that's something to behold. I am with you always. I think sometimes we finish that verse too early. And behold, I am with you always. My Bible tells me that the Spirit of God is sealed inside of me. He's with me. Behold, I am with you always. Hudson Taylor, a famous missionary, said, the Great Commission is not an option to be considered. It is a command to be obeyed. We must obey and follow what the Lord is leading us into. We must go. The gate is wide that's leading to destruction. Do you see it? People are going off to its destruction every day. There are people in this room, I would guess right now, that don't know Jesus. That just don't know him. We must be involved in what the Lord's doing. Nick Vujicic, evangelist with no arms and no legs. I went and listened to him preach at the state capitol one year. They took him, you know, no arms, no legs. They picked him up off the ground, set him up on a table. And there he was up on that table preaching. He says, what I like to do, he's in Utah at the state capitol, what I like to do is stand at the gates of hell and redirect traffic. You know, and if he can be a part of that, we can be a part of that. You and I can be a part of that. God wants us to be a part of what he's doing. I'm going to shift gears a little bit. This illustration, I like this illustration. The white one, it's a little tough to see all the way through there, refers to the church. And it's important to be a part of a church. And the zigzaggy one, that's the missions are global. So what I like to think is a healthy church has healthy missions as a part of it. And healthy missions are typically connected to a healthy church. They just work in unison together. And I just like that demonstration. So we have lots of banners and stuff around here. I'm going to kind of shift gears and talk about a number of things that we have going on in the church. What we put under the umbrella title, if you will, is The Rock Cares. And that's kind of things that the church is involved in here locally and all over the world, really. You're going to be probably surprised about all the different things that the Lord is doing. Locally, of course, we do much more here than we do anywhere else, and rightly so. This is where we live. So locally, we're involved locally, and we're involved internationally. Just let me show you a few things. It cares local, we call it, some of the local things that we're involved with. Mission to City, the Rock Prison Ministry, Care Portal, Royal Family Kids, the Road Home, Rock Meals, Salt Lake Rescue Mission, Rock Serves, Pregnancy Resource Center. Certainly, many of you are involved in other things as well, but these are what we put under our cares ministries, and kind of a linchpin or part of that's important to us is that we have someone from our church, you, the saints, someone's passionately involved and cares about these different ministries. So you become the champion or the liaison or what we like to call our cares coordinator, and then you become one of our cares ministries. The reason that works well, a lot of people come and ask us for a lot of different things to be involved and be a part of, and there's a lot of good things to be involved and be a part of, but we want to do it well. We want to do the things that we do well, so we want to have a captain in place for each of those. I don't have time to break them all down, but I am going to highlight some. You know, the Rock Prison Ministry is a ministry that we've done for years and years. The Squires have really spearheaded this, but it's been brought to my attention that we need volunteers. We need help in this ministry. And I'm just going to share that I think it's just a fantastic opportunity to grow in your faith. It just really is. It will stretch you to step into something like this. Now, it's not dangerous. It's an opportunity to tell people they need to hear that someone cares about them. That someone cares about them. Most importantly, that Jesus cares about them. And it's an opportunity to go once a week. If we get a big enough team, then we can share the load. That's the idea. We have enough people helping and serving. We can share the load. And you don't have to go every week, but you could go every once in a while. But we just want to be frank and open with you. We need help. We'd love to get some help. Now, you go out there for a couple hours and pray and sing songs together and minister to people. And then you get to go home. They don't. They stay there. But it is a good opportunity to really grow in your faith. If you want to learn the things you've been reading about in the Bible calls us to certain things, this can be part of it. So I challenge you, and hopefully we can get some more volunteers for that. Royal Family Kids, we've been doing this for years, supporting this ministry. It's for foster kids that have really had a hard start to life. They're really in a rough place. And once a year, there's an actual camp where at least 50 of them go up to a camp, and they get loved on, and they get to party and do all kinds of fun things that they normally wouldn't be able to. Plus, it's more than that. There's mentoring that goes on week in and week out. And I wanted to bring this one up here because the date has changed. Typically, they didn't start on a Wednesday. Just note this, all of you, because the Rock Church really supports this well. A lot of you are a part of this. It starts on July 30th, a Wednesday, which is different than usual, and the camp training will be on 21st. But Heather will be giving us more information on this in May. And let me just keep going here. Once a year, we do what we call Mission to the City. Again, this is local ministry, and we put together projects for at least 30 projects for all of you to be a part of. So we put a foreman in place. We ask someone to lead and take point on it, and then we recruit four to 500 volunteer slots that you can be involved in August 2nd through August 9th. We've done these types of things for a lot of years, evangelistic and humanitarian things where we've done repairs, built things, changed carpet, all kinds of different things, blood drive. But be looking for that in August. It's a chance for you to be a part of it. Been doing it for years and years. I think it's changed Utah. I really think of this, thousands and thousands of volunteer hours out in our community doing things. fire departments, police departments, just influencing our state. It's just pretty profound what we'll see in heaven when we see what all came with that. And our CARES International, there's some things we're involved in, Compassion International, the Lulu Tree, Jehovah Jireh hooked up with Honduras there, Operation Christmas Child, the Voice of the Martyrs, and Moms in Prayer is our newest CARES ministry, and you might be surprised to know that Moms in Prayer is an international ministry. It's all over the world. There are moms praying all over the world, and again, I think the world is being changed by their efforts. Can be a part of that. Long-term missions. I am just humbled that Beth and Elise are with us today. The Wish family, our family. I just want to gush over you guys. The Wish family have gone to the Democratic Republic of the Congo, serving with Mission Aviation Fellowship, and we are the sending church. This is our family. These are our brothers and sisters. So we want to be a church that supports them and prays for them, helps them monetarily. These are our people. This is our family. Give them a hand. I mean, they've just laid down their lives. I'm just so thankful for you guys. Really, you have challenged my faith. You have blessed my life. Thank you for laying down your life. And William, brother, it doesn't surprise me you're sitting right by Beth. So William has been part of our church for four and a half years, and he's been serving. He's had Japan on his heart that whole time. He's been serving and thinking about going to Japan and hoping that the door would open for that. And he's been out to the prison ministry, preaching out there, and he's come to a place where it looks like it might happen. God might do that, might send him over there long term, as early as this July. So I had the privilege to be on a Zoom call with Pastor Fabio, the guy with the thumbs up and the tan hat there. And there's William on the right-hand side there with the blue shirt and tie, looking pretty dapper. But I was really encouraged talking to Pastor Fabio. I asked him questions because William's our brother. He's a family. We support our brother. We want to help him with that. So I asked Pastor Fabio some questions. You know, who are you with anyway? You know? And I was very encouraged by the different organizations that he's supported by, that he knows, that he's connected with, and this little young church that he's a part of. And I was impressed with Fabio and what I've learned about him. And really what I went away from the call was, what really stuck in my mind is he told us that young Japanese are hungry for the gospel. And he was telling us about salvation experiences on that phone call. It just happened yesterday. Young people are hungry for the gospel. So we're excited. We want to be a part of that. We want to support William in his endeavors and being a part of that. We hope to have a short-term mission in 2026 go and support William there too as well. So we're very thankful for our long-term missionaries. It builds the faith of our church to see people that are boots in the ground that are really doing it. So we're really thankful for them. And God has really increased our CARES short-term missions. There's just lots of opportunities. We're running out of wall space to hang banners, and this is a good problem to have. This year, there'll be four in 2025 that are going to go, and then next year, we're going to have at least six go. And that's 70 people from our church this year that are going to go on a short-term mission. These are our people. These are people we pray for. These are people we're concerned about. We care about other people for sure. But our family, we pay attention to them. We pay attention when they're going, what they're doing. And then in 2026, I would expect we'll have at least 100 people that are part of that. So with that, I'm just going to show a quick video And we'll kind of close up. This is just kind of some of our this year missionaries sharing their heart why they're going. Thank you, Brent and Caleb, for putting that video together. They did a good job. This is like our photo album. So for 2025, we have four teams that are saddled up. Joni needs to be photoshopped in here, but we have four teams getting ready to go. This is 2 weeks, folks, 2 weeks from now. Be praying for, this is our family. I want y'all to know what's going on. This is our family. So let's pray for protection for them, think about them, support them. Not long after that, the Croatia team. This is in my house last week. These crazy guys were all in my house. They're going not long after that. So be praying for this team, that God would use them in a mighty way. And here's the Romania team. I'm so excited how this has really gotten traction. And probably 20 people are going to be a part of this team before they go. And I'm really thankful for what God's done over the years. We've been connected with Romania for a lot of years, and God's moving. So we want to be praying and supporting. I want you to know what's going on. And this is an Italy team several years ago, and some college students mixed in with them there. But this year in October, the Pellegrins are going to be a part of a team that goes. And this is still open. Could probably get a few more people in there. But we need to be praying for them, thinking of them. And that's a lot of it. It's just be praying for our church and the people that are going, boots on the ground, and for us supporting them in the background. You know, in your handout, there is a for you old schoolers, you could print it out paper to put on your refrigerator or put in your Bible. It has all the things I've been talking about, all the different trips. So you could use that for a prayer guide for this year, for 2025. And 2026 is on there as well. You know, that's only a year away. And things that'll be going on there. So please be praying with me. Set your alarm to maybe 5:17 or sometime to go off, so it reminds you to pray. We're creatures of habit. Build yourself a habit. Otherwise, it'll just whew. So, and we really need the Lord to be in all of this. And I would invite you to give as well to what's going on. It's you know, like I said before, if you have nothing to give, don't give. This is not a guilt thing. I just want you to know that God's at work, and it takes people and money to do a lot of these things. And we're asking God to help us. I've been praying for $40,000 this weekend that would come in to support our missions teams. Because our mission fund, I'll just tell you right now, is not a zilch done. We used it up. That's a good thing. God's been at work. We've been using our mission funds, and we've used them up. So it's time to replenish. And I want to thank all of you that donated things for our auction. The auction's been just really going. It's not over yet. It'll be open till 7 o'clock when we tomorrow night when we release these balloons and see a number. Lots of people are bidding. I keep getting outbid, so just... You know, I've been raising it increments of 50 cents, too, so I don't know why. I just can't keep going. But, and you need to know, we do not fund, especially these short-term missions, we do not fund the mission. They raise their own money. They use their own savings. They use their own vacation time, which is the best use of your vacation money you'll ever use. But we try to augment it just a little bit. And all the trips that we have lining up, I mean, do the math. That's a lot of plane tickets, and it's a lot of money. It costs a lot of money to go these places. So thank you for all you've already given. We have such a generous church. I just thank you for your kind hearts and to give to what the Lord's doing. And I'm just going to remind us to, I like what Martin Luther wrote, live as if Christ died yesterday, rose this morning, is coming back tomorrow. Let's go. Whether you're doing it right here at home or if you're going to another part of the world, God's at work. You're a part of a church. That's like the verse that Jim shared. You're a part of a church that's trying to hold back those that are staggering to the slaughter. Eternity's at stake here. Jump in and be a part of it. Thanks for coming tonight. I'll finish in a prayer, and then the musicians will lead us in another song, but I'm going to stay up here afterwards, after we sing this last song, and I will sit right over here, sit my little gray head right over here, and I love to talk about this stuff. I'm not that good at talking through the microphone about it, but I could sit here and talk to you all night. So I want to be accessible to everyone. If you had any questions or concerns about any of this that's going on, we want you to be informed. You know, we're excited about what God's doing. It's pretty incredible. The Spirit of God is raising an army. You know, and bringing all these new people and saving all these people, all these lovely people, and baptizing them just for us to hang out. I mean, this is nice. It's good to be together. But there's things to be a part of. That's all I'm saying. Lord Jesus, I love you. Thank you that you love us. I thank you for the dear people in this room, Lord. Thank you that you care about every one of us. Lord, you even know the hairs on our head. Lord, you're such a perfect father. Thank you that you love us. Thank you that you care about us. Lord, we want to be a part of what you're doing. Father God, would you put it on our hearts? Would you lead us? Would your Spirit lead us, Lord, into things that are greater than ourselves? Help us to die to ourselves, Lord. Help us to be more like you, less of us, more of you. Thank you for what you're doing in this little church, God. Thank you that you're changing us to be more like you. I pray you'd help us, Lord. Help all our missionaries. Help us right here as a church. Lord, have mercy on us. Protect us, lead us, direct us every step of the way. We love you and need you so desperately, Father God. Direct us. Help us to pay attention. Help us to get our eyes on you. And I pray that in your name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you for coming.